Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF Radio Network. I am Lord Amadeus, the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. This just in, my co-host this evening, we do not know if he'll be able to make it right now. Apparently, he is stuck in that pear tree. More on that in later in the program. All right. Well, since we're here, we're going to get going. We've got 13 days till Jingle Hell Rock, our annual Christmas spectacular pay-per-view And it's shaping up to be a pretty good one. Don't have all the details for it yet, but we will here very soon. Let's start, though, with some results from a couple of superstars to some matches that were title matches that were finished over the last 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, we had a men's estrogen tag team title matches. We have a new men's champion in The Undertaker, who defeated STB. He is now the new men's champion. DW is still your estrogen champion. And we have new tag team champions as the Godslayers defeated the Cage Shakers to become the new RAWF tag team champions. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. We also have last week in Pensacola, a new superstars champion as La Capone defeated Marquis de Sade to become the new superstars champion. However, Mithras the Title Machine is successful in defending his Platinum Dragon Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. A White Lightning Championship match. Sorry, Chris. Chris Cage defeated Lady Vex a couple weeks ago to become the new White Lightning Champion for the third or fourth time. He's always been huge on that title, and so he got it back for... So congratulations to Chris Cage as well. Congrats to The Undertaker and the Godslayers and La Capone, all new champions here in RAWF. All right. I got a couple of GM reports. First, Coog sent hers in earlier. She will not be here tonight. The only thing she has to report is that Mr. Prick, Damia, AF James and Revenge Gibson will all be joining this season of High Voltage Invitational. She will be getting the matches started in the next couple of days. She's still reviewing Anything Goes, so no update there. And that is the report from the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Let's bring in our Ultimate Gauntlet GM, see if he has anything for us. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the head to the earth, to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm a turtle. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water in the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat a neck, out of gram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cage. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With the rats that creep in my flesh. But hey, and the maggots still sleep by the open wounds.
The P to the O to the G. He is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus, and we've got ourselves an Ultimate Gauntlet update. You know, it might be slow and steady, but it is an eventful update to the Ultimate Gauntlet. Last we had left off, Maeve O'Hare had started her run after ending the run of Lady Vex. She went on to a second victory over DW. She went on to a third victory over Slashy, going into her fourth match of the Ultimate Gauntlet against Mark Caliber, and Maeve O'Hare does it again, putting her currently in her fifth match in the Ultimate Gauntlet, taking on Davila. And what does this mean? This is the fifth match in the Ultimate Gauntlet, which means if she is able to successfully defeat Davila, she will have successfully run the gauntlet. And as previously updated, upon the vacation of the championship from Claymore, if Maeve O'Hare can run the gauntlet, she will become the new Ultimate Gauntlet champion.
Wow. Wow. So she's just got to get by fellow Hall of Famer Davila to win that championship. Well, that's something we'll be talking with her about here in just a little bit. But that's exciting. Exciting news there, Paragon. Do you have another report?
I do have a report from Unstoppable. As you may have heard at the top of the show, congratulations do go to the Godslayers, the team of... Here she is again, Maeve O'Hare and the Immortal Griffith. They are the new tag team champions. Also, after two of six rounds, we have our top five teams at this moment. In first place, the team of D's and Mithras. The team of D's and Mithras. In second place, we have Shaken Blake, the team of the Teflon Cheek and Blake F. and Bradley. In third place, we have Amore, the team of DW and Slashy. In fourth, we have Oblivion Express, the team of Ice Cold Aaron McFadden and Fire Chief Bill. And in fifth place, Godslayers, Maeve O'Hare, and the Immortal Griffith. Round five has now been posted as well into the tag team division. So that is your update through two, but all the way up to five has been posted now.
Wow, that's getting to be hot and heavy once again. Another hot and heavy season in the tag team division. Who will come out on top to face the Godslayers at Jingle Hell Rock? 13 days away, ladies and gentlemen, just 13 days away. Thank you, Paragon. Stick around, please. We will be talking with you again in just a few moments. But let's get to some tournament updates, some key tournaments going on in RAWF. Speaking of tournaments, though, I want to announce, folks, that I started today the RAWF Christmas Party Tournament for this year. It will be a big payout. 5 million coins to the champ, 1 million coins to runner up, 500,000 to the semifinalists, 100,000 to quarterfinalists, and placements will each get 10,000 coins. It's going to be a big payout. You'll want to get involved in that. Feel free to go to the RAWF events tab and sign up as soon as you can. The tournament will start December 24th on Christmas Eve. All right, then to some other tournaments we need to report on. Let's take a look at the extra points tournament, first of all. That, of course, the winner will get 25 extra bonus points to their rankings for the for this period. Right now, we are in the quarterfinals. It is the Wolf taking on Jobu, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, taking on the Paragon of Greatness, the Unsettled Chris Cage taking on Deez, and Uber Vegan TPO taking on Conk. Wow, that's a pretty good bracket there. Top, that's final eight in the extra points tournament. Can't wait to see how that one plays out and who gets the 25 extra points. The Arsehole of the Month, to see who will face The Undertaker for the Men's Championship at Jingle Hell Rock. Right now we are in the quarterfinals, but Mithras the Title Machine has beaten Crazy Serb to move on to the semifinals, and Teflon Sheik has defeated The Wolf to move on to the semifinals. They each await the winners of Big Effin' Hitman versus Tad Beaglewolf Dennis, and The Moose versus Scott the Headbuster Maddox. Some names we don't normally see in the title picture. Could possibly pull this one off. We shall see. Although, whenever Mithras is still in a tournament, at this point, it's always really tough to beat him out of there. The Biatch of the Month, to see who will face DW for the Estrogen title at Jingle Hell Rock, is down to four. It will either be Maeve O'Hare taking on Is Angel Bitch. One of those four will face DW for the Estrogen Championship at Jingle Hell Rock. Powerball Contendership is here somewhere. There it is. To see who will win out for the STB for the Powerball Championship. Right now, we are in the semifinals, although Allie Knight has defeated Nox Boogie to move into the final match. The other semifinal matchup is Mithras versus Slashy. So that's interesting. Certainly, Mithras does love his tournaments, I have to say. All right. Hatfield and McCoy Division Tournaments. To see who will face off against the Hatfield-McCoy champion DW eventually. Right now, the Hatfield division is in quarterfinals. Blake Bradley has defeated Hotshot Chaz to move on to the semifinals. You've got Uber Vegan TPO taking on Aaron McFadden, Beast versus Nightcrawler, and Kane the Governor versus Conk. In the McCoy division tournament, And, of course, the winner of these two tournaments will square off to see who will face DW for a Hatfield-McCoy shot. The McCoy division is in the quarterfinals, although Marquis de Sade has defeated the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, to move on to the semifinals. You have Money Sue taking on Dr. Kent, A.F. James taking on Scott the Headbuster Maddox, and Penelope Washington taking on Denzel the Giant. All right. All right, let's take a look here at the Claymore Retirement Tournament that started at Black Friday. It is in round three. Right now you have Denzel the Giant taking on Chris Cage, Vex taking on the wonderful Calvin Clark, Maeve O'Hare defeated the Agent of Hate to move into the quarterfinals, Prince taking on Davila, Marquis de Sade taking on Slashy, Teflon Sheik taking on Cougar, Fire Chief Bill taking on Kane the Governor, and Crazy Serb taking on Kitty Kabam. All right. So, I think that covers everything here as far as tournaments go. All right, now we move on to Jingle Hell Rock, ladies and gentlemen. Already shaping out to be an interesting card, to say the least. First of all, we've got the Candy Cane on a Pole match. The annual Candy Cane on a Pole match judgment will be taking on Jobu in a bit of a grudge match, as last year Jobu eliminated Judge from the Candy Cane on a Pole Battle Royal. So Judgment looking for a little redemption from last year. We will see if that indeed happens. Aaron McFadden to take on a opponent yet to be named in a season's beating match. He has said it is a returning RAWF superstar. Okay, well, and we're still wondering who that person may be. Well, and then we have three title matches already set due to their contendership matches finishing in less than a week. There are several others that haven't, but we do know that the Triple Crown Championship, it will be Money Sue defending against the Immortal Griffith and Big Effin' Hitman. We also know that AF James will defend his FUBAR City Championship against the unsettled Chris Cage, giving Chris Cage the opportunity to possibly hold both the FUBAR City and White Lightning Championships at the same time. Last I remember, I know one person has done that. I don't think anybody else has, but I can be corrected, and you know, I could be wrong. Wouldn't surprise me. And for the Platinum Dragon Championship, it'll be Mithras taking on one of his arch rivals, the Teflon Sheik, the heart and soul of RAWF on the line. Mithras versus Teflon Sheik. I don't know how good of a matchup that'll be, but Sheik, we have to say, not too long ago, did defeat Mithras the Title Machine for the World Heavyweight Championship. Can he pull off a second upset of the proportions? You find out at Jingle Hell Rock. All right, tomorrow's superstars, ladies and gentlemen, will come to you from the Stephen C. O'Connell Center here in Gainesville, Florida, home of the Florida Gators, which I'm probably why I haven't seen Judgment out yet. He's probably out doing something here on campus of the Florida Gators, and so wouldn't surprise me if he's, well, who knows what he's up to be honest with you. But the main event tomorrow will be the Superstars champion La Capone defending against Hobo Ezekiel. That is your main event for the Superstars Championship tomorrow here in Gainesville. All right, well, now I think I've pretty much covered everything I need to cover at the moment. So let's start with bring back the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon.
Yo.
Yo. So we got a lot going on here in RAWF. We do not know, of course, the status of your contendership match against D's for the World Heavyweight Championship. You could very well be the challenger for Nightcrawler at Jingle Hell Rock, but we can't actually talk about it too much until that match is over, but continued good luck in that match. Well, let's talk about some of the matchups we do have. What's that? You've been pretty fond of Ice Cold Aaron McFadden, and he's got a big match at Jingle Rock. We just don't know who it's against. It's a returning RAWF superstar of some proportion. Your thoughts on who it could be, and what you think Aaron's Ice Cold Aaron McFadden's chances are of finishing off the year with a huge win.
You know, it's a classic case of mystery versus history. We've got somebody from the past, somebody, a historical figure that's coming into RAWF and going to surprise Aaron McFadden. And I call Aaron McFadden the mystery because of this. For the longest time here in RAWF, everybody thought that they knew Aaron McFadden. They knew who he was. They knew what they were going to get when they stepped into the ring with him, when he was announced as their opponent. They knew what was going to happen in that match. But over the last several months, Aaron McFadden has done a great deal to reinvent himself. He's become a completely new man and a new entity almost. You know, I like to call him Ice Cold Aaron McFadden, and I think that that's pretty apt. The guy has – his entire demeanor has changed. The predictability of what you're going to get when you face Aaron McFadden has completely changed over the last couple of months. So I think that we're going to be seeing somebody who once upon a time probably knew what it meant to face Aaron McFadden, and they're going to be stepping into the ring with a completely different person and not know what to expect. It's going to be two people. This might as well be a blindfold match, LA, because we've got two different wrestlers that aren't going to know what to expect. It's something I'm actually pretty excited about, because it's one of those rare instances in a matchup where both competitors don't know what to expect, and that means all of the fans and everybody in the back also get to be treated to a complete surprise whenever that bell rings.
Okay, well, and you know, there's the speculate. There have been several names bantied around as speculation for who it might be will be facing Aaron McFadden, but no one has come forward and given themselves away. But we find out at Jingle Hell Rock who makes their return here at the tail end of 2022 in a big match against Aaron McFadden. We've got the Candy Cane on a Pole match, Judgment versus Joe Boo. This one's a bit of a grudge match. These two have had their issues, certainly, over the past year. They had a big match for the Champions Choice Championship that there was some controversy surrounding, but nonetheless, Judgment retained the title that night. Judgment got a bit of revenge for Joe Boo eliminating him in the Candy Cane on a pole match, but this is Judge's forte. What do you think is going to happen in the Candy Cane in a pole match?
I think you went over it a little bit there, and I think that is the important key to think of when we're going into this holiday tradition here in RAWF. The Candy Cane on a pole match is Judgment's specialty. It's the match that he knows. It's the match that he's innovated. Hell, it's pretty much, unless I'm mistaken, he's been in every Candy Cane on a pole match. So you take that into consideration, and you have to think that somebody like Judgment is going to be the favorite. But the one time that Judgment made an invitational, a battle royal for the Candy Cane on the pole match, it was Joe Boo who eliminated Judgment. And I wonder to myself, is Joe Boo getting this match? Is this something that means a little bit more than just being randomly selected to him? Is this the kind of situation where Joe Boo feels like he has earned this spotlight holiday match? I mean, I get it. Candy Cane on a pole, it's not for everybody. It's a bit silly sometimes. But the fact of the matter is, this is a yearly tradition. All eyes are on this match. People love the Candy Cane on a pole match. And for Joe Boo to have had the opportunity to go up against Judgment and successfully eliminate him in the Battle Royal, only to realize he's not getting his due spotlight. He's not going to get the attention and the adulation for winning this once a year specialty kind of match. He doesn't really get to enjoy the moment the way that he probably feels entitled to. So to get the one-on-one match, I think in some ways is vindication for Jobu wanting to have that moment that he probably feels like he deserves. And Judgment, on the other hand, he's used to it. He's always got the pressure on him in this kind of match, and that's where he thrives. Judgment loves to have all eyes on him. He loves to be in the spotlight. He loves the attention because the Puppet Master is the most entertaining person on the show. If you put him on the card, he's going to be the guy that makes the most headlines, the most news. And to be in his specialty match every year, I know, is an important thing. So if I'm being honest, it's going to be a very entertaining show. I think that Jobu is probably going to have his moment, but you know that Judgment is going to do a hell of a lot to keep that spotlight going because, I mean, it's Christmas, and that's the season of the Judge.
Indeed, indeed. Should be a very entertaining match. It usually is. He's faced a lot of big names in that annual Candy Cane on a Pole match. None, though, I think, as I don't want to say as big as Jobu, as he's had as much heat with as Jobu in recent times. We shall see. So let's talk about the Triple Crown Championship match. It's Money Sue defending against the Immortal Griffith and Big Effin' Hitman. Heavy favorite, would you say, is the Immortal Griffith here?
Absolutely. Any match that Griffith is in, you're going to assume that he's the favorite. This is what I'm going to focus on, though, in the match. We've got Griffith. Sometimes we kind of take it for granted how great he is. And, of course, I think that he's the favorite. I assume that he will probably walk away with this match. But the intriguing part to me is going to be the performance of Big Effin' Hitman. And that's not to disrespect Griffith. That's not to disrespect Money Sue, two Hall of Famers, two athletes that have, in one way or another, laid significant parts to the story that is RAWF. And that is why Big Effin' Hitman is the intriguing party in this matchup. Hitman is stepping into a ring with two people that have highly decorated resumes, two people that have possibly, in a lot of ways, been building blocks, if not pillars, that RAWF was built and stands upon today. And Big Effin' Hitman has an opportunity to prove that he should be able to hang with these Hall of Famers, with these legends, and could potentially walk away with one of the biggest wins in his RAWF career.
Yeah, you can't discount Big Effin. He's definitely a veteran who knows how to get it done, knows how to win. But as you said, he's stepping into two of the biggest names in RAWF history, in Money Sue and the Immortal Griffith. If he does win this, and it would be a huge, huge victory in his RAWF career, no doubt about it. Money Sue, though, of course, talked the talk about, he talks as he always does after a big win. He ran his mouth after beating DW and Davila for the Triple Crown Championship. Can he put his money where his mouth is? We find out at Jingle Hell Rock. AF James, Chris Cage, FUBAR City Championship. AF James, he's not your typical FUBAR City champion. There's no doubt about it. He doesn't fit the mold as far as his personality goes. But when it comes to crunch time, he does perform. However, the unsettled one, we know what he's about. We know what he's capable of. He's White Lightning champion several times. Chris Cage versus AF James. How do you see this one playing out?
I could never do justice to the way that L. Vacant puts it, but it's true. Chris Cage, the most aptly named superstar in all of RAWF. FUBAR City is where he lives. It's where he thrives. But this is another one of those interesting clash matches. We've got ourselves two very different personalities. Mr. Clean Cut, Mr. Suit Wearing, Business Executive, Mr. Hardcore, Mr. Carries the Bloody Knife. I think Cage cannot make the mistake of underestimating AF James. I think that he has to look at his opponent and see through just the demeanor and the suits and the money and the class. I think he's going to have to see through that and realize that AF James is not just a veteran, but somebody who actually has a modicum of success in this type of arena and somebody that is absolutely very dangerous if you let your guard down. With that said, I think that the favorite, of course, is Chris Cage in this matchup. And there's a reason why. I mean, I've got the scars to prove it, that this guy knows what he's doing with a weapon or two. And when you're in FUBAR City, there's a lot of scrap metal laying around, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. It should be a very interesting FUBAR City Championship match in Orlando in just 13 days. Then, of course, as we mentioned, there is the Platinum Dragon Championship match, Mithras versus the Teflon Sheik. Now, of course, Paragon, you coming off of facing Mithras for that Platinum Dragon Championship a couple of times, and you were unable to unseat him. I mean, I would bet the Sheik has less chance, but at the same time, Sheik has pulled off a major upset in recent times over Mithras for a major title. Your thoughts on Teflon Sheik's chances of unseating Mithras? Because if Mithras does win this match, it will solidify him as the longest reigning Platinum Dragon champion in RAWF history.
Teflon Sheik is a despicable human being, and I don't think that anybody can deny that. However, sometimes you have to give the devil his due, and this is what I would say regarding Teflon Sheik. He absolutely does not have less of a chance than I had in any of these given matches. While his resume is still building in a lot of ways, Sheik has proven time and time and time again that he can compete with anybody on any night, and not just in the any given Sunday kind of way, in the legitimate he could go toe-to-toe with the best of them kind of way. But 1 week ago, with all of the motivation in the world, with all the determination, all of the hope riding on it, I talked about how Mithras was on the doorstep of history and I was on the doorstep of destiny. And that guy slammed that door so hard in my face that I might have a broken nose. So it would be very difficult to pick anybody. Hell, it would be difficult to pick any two people against the title machine with this particular accolade on the line. I think that Sheik will absolutely show out. He's going to put up a fight. It's not going to be a one-sided affair, as Mithras's title defenses often are, but I think that the title machine is most likely going to walk away with this one.
Well, I can't disagree with that. I do think Mithras the heavy favorite. I mean, let's consider the fact that, you know, the world title match a few weeks ago, it could have been an absolute fluke. After all, Sheik did use a car to pin Mithras with. So let's just throw this out one-on-one and without any toys. I think Mithras is going to beat the hell out of Teflon Sheik at Jingle Hell Rock. We find out if I'm right 13 days from now.
You're absolutely right. And apologies to Teflon Sheik, because I know that he will listen to this in the future. I should have brought up the fact that he did, in fact, beat Mithras for the World Championship just recently. Again, devil is due.
Well, you know, I don't see any reason to apologize to Teflon Sheik. That's a little much, don't you think? But I...
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I feel gross.
All right. Well, Paragon, your contenders match against Deez is still ongoing. So, we have to, if I'm going to interview about it, we got to do it hypothetically. Let's say, well, so let's pretend for the moment that you have defeated Deez and are going on to face Nightcrawler at Jingle Hell Rock and possibly win the World Heavyweight Championship for the fourth time? Is that right? Or third time?
I believe so. The fourth time.
Yeah, it'll be the fourth time.
I covered this at length last week. It's been nearly 3 years since my last world championship run. I don't think that there's a possible way to put into words, and you know me, if I could put something into words, I will do it, because every single time that I speak about anything, I'm giving you an 1,000-word essay. But there's no particular way to articulate how much it would mean to me and what it would be able to prove to myself if I were able to win this contendership match, once again ascend that mountain, become the RAWF world champion again. That said, I do, in a lot of ways, not just respect the current reign of Nightcrawler, but I'm very excited about that run. I think that Nightcrawler, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. In fact, I mean it the absolute opposite. Nightcrawler is one of the most unlikely RAWF champions of all time, and he's continued to prove everybody wrong that thought that he wasn't going to win that championship when he got the opportunity, that he wasn't going to defend the championship once he got the opportunity to defend it. I think that this is somebody who is giving people a reason to care, proverbially. I think that this is, it's something new, it's something exciting, it's something that nobody saw coming. And every single time that people doubt Nightcrawler, they're proven wrong. And that's something to be really excited about. So I would have to keep that in mind if I were to get the championship opportunity against Nightcrawler, that while it means everything to me, and while I would give 110% in that matchup, I would have to know and perhaps have the solace in the fact that if I were to lose that match, it builds onto the story that is Nightcrawler, which is turning out to be one of the better stories of the past couple of years here in RAWF.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Nightcrawler's rise to the World Heavyweight Championship, no one could have foresaw that. There's no doubt about it. And it was a surprise overall, but if he can manage to get past you or Deez at Jingle Hell Rock, I think it will certainly solidify him as a solid World Heavyweight Champion here in RAWF history. But we have yet to know which one of you two it will be, and continued good luck in that championship match. Let's change gears here and talk about the tag team division. The current champions are the Godslayers, the Immortal Griffith and Maeve O'Hare, who just defeated the Cage Shakers a couple of weeks ago. They had a huge reputation before they joined RAWF tags. They'd won many titles around the globe here in other companies and whatnot. So it certainly wasn't a surprise to see them win the titles. But how long do you think the Godslayers can hold on to those tag team titles? Can they possibly go on a run as epic as the one that Swords and Scimitars pulled off?
Can they? 100%. This is not just a tag team of two talents that are off the charts. It's a chemistry that you don't see with a lot of tag teams. It's two people that work like a well-oiled machine, and that's a rarity these days, to have the combination of talent and continuity. And that's the kind of thing that makes for huge historical runs. Also, let us look at, if we will, the history of tag team wrestling in RAWF. And we'll notice that there seems to be this fairly regular pattern that incredible competition to fight for the one spot that is held by a dominant team for a long period of time. We're talking the Apex run. Competition underneath Apex, these people would always come to Apex, fall short, and then finally the reign of Apex ended as the generation of Dungeons and Dragons was ushered in. Same thing. World-class competition going for that number one contendership, yet would consistently fall to the champions until the team of Swords and Scimitars arrived. Swords and Scimitars did the exact same thing. Amazing competition underneath. However, it would always come back to SNS for the tag team championships. Could Godslayers be that next tag team? I think that their next one or two title defenses will prove one way or another if they are that team.
I totally agree with you on that. And they could very well be the next great team, or we shall see. The tag division in RAWF is incredible. The competition there is getting better and better every rankings period. So we'll certainly find out what happens, who they will face at Jingle Hell Rock here, hopefully next week. All right. So, with that being said, Paragon, I know this is not your favorite time of year. And, I'm trying to keep this show as less Christmassy as possible, but at the same time, there's some things I have here. I'm not sure what. Something I was asked to play while you were on air, so. Let's take a listen to what, I'm not sure what this is. Let's take a listen to it.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Ouch. Why you do that for?
What's the matter with you two out of tune lame brains? Can't you see nobody's here?
That's not true, Mo. I see two bodies, including my own. See? Three bodies. Yeah.
Put in your left bunion head.
Ow!
Over there. I see a man with a long blonde hair. I think we're on after hours.
Why after hours? Did we miss a show or something?
Certainly. First, it was before hours. Then it was during hours. Now it's after hours.
Ah, wise guy, eh?
Ow!
Get out of here!
Ahem. Excuse me, gentlemen. I hate to interrupt, but would you be interested in a genuine Hobo Ezekiel t-shirt?
Look, fellas, it's a pack of elves.
Yeah!
A new t-shirt? Hey, boys! Now I don't have to do laundry on Sunday. Yeah.
It says hobos suts. Suts?
Let's just say he has a spelling problem.
Hey, look at this, muttonhead. This one says Lord Amadeus needs to check his yeetus. What's a yeetus? Never mind, I'll buy every one last one of them. $25.99? Hey, what's the big idea?
This one says Lil Cage.
The only thing little around here is your brain, Twinkle Toes.
Bah, humbug. I'd rather be eating pizza at Bruno's Pizza and Payload. My eyes!
Ow!
That goes for you, too.
Oh, and while you three are here, and we can't find Hobo at the moment, please give this to Paragon.
I'll give it to Paragon when I'm good and ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You nitwit, give Paragon the present.
Okay, hey, look, there's Santa Claus on the front.
Great observation, you imbecile. What does it say?
It says, Big Nick Energy.
Who's Nick?
Explain it to him. That's enough.
I've about had it with these guys. Definitely going on the naughty list. Hey, you three, do you each want a candy cane for Christmas?
Oh, boy!
I didn't want to say yes, but I couldn't say no.
Take your time, but hurry up.
Ah!
I'm not sure what I was just listening to, but...
Make sure to put your hand up between your eyes to block any poke action.
Yeah.
That's the right reaction. You know something? I do hate this season so much, but I did hear an inspirational story about the season. Maybe this might be the right time to bring up. Did you hear about the 12-year-old boy in Toledo, Ohio? His mom told him that about Santa Claus. He told him the truth. His mom said that Santa Claus was his father. Not sure if she's told his dad yet, though.
You know, Paragon, you're the last person I would expect to drive me to freaking take Excedrin, but thank you. So, at any rate, let's move on here. We'll talk a little bit more about Jingle Hill Rock. See, you got me all flustered here. So let's talk about. Oh, quit it! Oh, Jesus!
I'm trying here. I'm trying.
I know.
Okay?
I know. Still several contenders matches underway, including yours. We have Mabel Hare taking on Dr. Kent to see who will face Beast. Or, I'm sorry, who will face Blake Bradley for the Midnight Hobo Championship. It's a possibility that Mabel Hare may get the title that she held for almost a year back if she can get past Dr. Kent. That match still underway. But let's talk about both possible scenarios. Blake Bradley versus Dr. Kent and Blake Bradley versus Mabel Hare. Does Blake walk away with the Midnight Hobo Championship no matter which one of those two he faces?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think that the more traditional answer would be that the champion's advantage is going to help somebody in a tight matchup. That said, we know what Maeve O'Hare can do with the Midnight Hobo. And Dr. Kent is one of those situations that you love to see where somebody is really stepping up and making a claim that this is potentially going to be the start of the arc for 2023 being the year of Dr. Kent. You know, something that maybe people didn't particularly predict or see coming. There's always at least one every year that somebody comes out of left field, makes a big name for themselves, and surprises everybody for a good long while. I mean, I think that it could be an easy toss-up. That said, I would go with Blake Bradley in any case, with a lot of hesitancy. Whew, that is a tight matchup.
Indeed, I agree with you. I definitely would like to see it be Blake versus Maeve, just because Maeve an opportunity to get that title back. But Dr. Kent could surprise us all. It all depends. That contender match still ongoing. By the way, for those of you who are listening and wondering if you've missed rankings, you did not miss rankings because there are no rankings tonight. This is my week off from doing rankings. Rankings will return hopefully next week, but at Jingle Hell Rock, I will be announcing the overall rankings for the calendar year of 2022, and Paragon's eyes just lit up as I said that. Easy now.
But it's still a week away. Mark
2 weeks,
calendar.
Actually. 2 weeks, oh, December 30th.
I said a week. I was just trying to. I was trying to trick you to see if it would work. Clearly, it didn't. I'm just fine. I'll wait too.
Well, at least you always have something to look forward to at Jingle Hell Rock. It may not be in the Christmas spirit, but you always, it's almost like a visit from Santa Claus when you get to see the final rankings for the year. So at least you have that to look forward to, right?
Did you just say it was like a visit from Santa Claus?
Okay, for other people, it might be like a visit from Santa Claus, not for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it's you.
Fine.
It's you. Huh?
I'm just saying I told Santa I was good this year, and he hasn't stopped laughing, so.
Oh. All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick song break, and when we return, we'll talk a little bit more about potential matchups at Jingle Hell Rock and talk with a couple of people waiting on hold here. The lovely Vex and the lovely Mabel Hare are all both on hold. We will see if anybody else calls in. But let's see here. Excuse me. Yes. I got to ask you, Paragon, have you happened to catch the Netflix series Wednesday?
Of course, first day as it came out, love me some Addams Family.
Oh my goodness, I didn't think I'd love it as much as I did. So, in honor of that great show, and it's actually, I think, the second biggest Netflix series listen series in Netflix history. So, let's go down a little road here and play this.
Run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig.
Ah.
And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
And we're back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. What you got there, Paragon? What is it? It's a shirt. What's it?
It
turn
is
it around. I want to see what it says. I saw a hobo give it.
It says Big Nick Energy.
And Santa's on the front.
Did you know... Maybe Santa's not going to make it for Christmas this year. I've heard on good authority that he might be in some bad elf.
I don't know, but I'm sorry. You don't like the shirt, I guess.
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you, Ezekiel. Okay. I'm very grateful for this holiday.
Well, all right, Paragon. Well, you look like you need some water or something. So go get you something out of the fridge, and don't try to get him to put it on. He's not going to put it on. Quit it. Oh. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest this evening, she is one half of the tag team champions, the God Slayer. She could also be the next Ultimate Gauntlet champion if she can get past Davila. She can also possibly be the next Midnight Hobo champion if she gets past Dr. Kent and then goes on to face Blake Bradley at Jingle Hell Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome... Ladies and gentlemen, she is the one and only Maeve O'Hare now joining us on After Hours. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, boss man. I'm a corker. You've never looked better.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It hobo suits me.
I mean, well, Maeve, first of all, has there been any updates on whether Elvacan's been able to get out of the pear tree? Because I hear there was like a photo shoot. There were some hens and doves involved. And did you hear anything about this? Do we have a report on this?
I'm going to guess that perhaps she misunderstood him, and what he actually said was there were some chicks involved, and he's probably off on a hot date or three.
Well, I hope so, but I didn't hear anything about any maids of milking or dancers dancing.
And have you seen the size of a pear tree? I don't know what pear tree they would find that would hold him up.
I mean, you have a point. You have a point, but someone told me this wild story about doves and hens, and that there was a photo shoot, and apparently the doves and hens, I didn't know this, but apparently they're natural enemies, and there was this fight, and never mind. I'm not going to go into
that. That's what makes doves cry.
Oh, boy. I do a rim shot, but I don't have any drummers drumming. All right, but at any rate, Maeve, where do we start? First of all, congratulations, you and the Immortal Griffith, a.k.a. the Godslayers, the new RAWF Tag Team Champions. Been a while in the making. Congratulations, and how does it feel?
I mean, it's only what I've been waiting to do since I came into RAWF, so it feels pretty damn good. It's been a long time ago. I've had some very peculiar luck in the tags division, as you may recall, a bunch of things that just didn't quite ever materialize the way I'd hoped. But now things have turned a corner. I found a tag partner that, what were it that you said, more Corkra, a well-oiled machine?
Indeed.
We'll go with that. But no, I've been very fortunate in my tag partner. And, you know, funny enough, he's doing really well now that he's not being poisoned. So that's helpful. but no, and it were a close fight. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Cage and Shaker didn't put up a good fight. But, you know, as I often tell people, the luck's genetic. It's the hair. I can't help it. I were born lucky. And hopefully that will continue. I'll be interested to see who we'll end up facing when the tag season's over. Who knows? Might even be Dungeons and Dragons. Wouldn't that be fun, more Corkra?
That's a word.
All right. Well, congratulations once again. We'll see how long that rain lasts. I have a feeling it could potentially go for a while, but we'll see. Next up, you're one match away. You just have to get past Davila. You've won four of the five.
Just have to get past Davila, he says, as if that's just a walk in the park. I were trying to figure it out the other day to see who all we're going to be facing now that we have this new system. And then after a couple of missteps, I realized that I were the last one in my group, and so I had a whole slew of folk that it could have been, several of which I would have preferred it not be. And, you know, lucky me, I got a Hall of Famer. What are the chances?
So who are the four people that she's defeated thus far, Paragon?
That would be Lady Vex by ending her run, DW, Slashy, and Mark Caliber.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I mean, to be fair, if we're going to be honest, at some point midway through our match, Mark Caliber seemed to have gotten distracted by something shiny. So I guess that weren't what you might call a proper win. But, you know, a win's a win. And, you know, I'm never one to say no to a gift. We don't say no to gifts, do we, more Corkra?
Grumble, grumble.
All right. And then the other, of course, the contender match against Dr. Kent is still ongoing. It's a very close match, as I can see. But that being said, let's pretend that you've defeated Dr. Kent and you're moving on to face Blake Effen Bradley for the Midnight Hobo Championship, a title, of course, that you held for quite a long time. And it's just been a few months since you've lost that title. But so what is the motivation to get it back? Is there motivation to get it back? Is it something that you have not moved on that's still in your craw? Is it a title? Is it something that you want to get back? And how bad do you want it to get back?
I mean, of course I'd like to get it back. I enjoyed holding it. I weren't best pleased when I lost it. It would be nicer if, you know, the person who took it from me had held on to it for more than 2 seconds so I could take it back from them. But, you know, that being said, it means I get to face Blake. And I have a very weird, I don't want to say relationship with, because that makes it sound even weirder. But, like, Blake holds a weird position for me in that I like Blake as a person. He's entertaining and charming, and he's a good wrestler. He just has piss poor taste in friends and associates. And so I would like to get the belt away from that influence. You know, it's like one of those things where, like, you have a messy breakup and then you're like, oh, I don't want my dog around these people because your friends are all terrible. So in this case, yes, I would like to get my belt back. I wouldn't say that I've been dwelling on it. Obviously, I've gone on to do other things with my career since I lost the Midnight Hobo title. But I'm never going to say, oh, no, thank you. I wouldn't prefer to have another title belt. Because, you know, my trophy case looks so much nicer with all the shiny things in it.
Indeed, indeed. So there is the potential that you coming out of Jingle Hell Rock could be holding more titles than you ever have in three. I think you've held two at one time, but never three. That's going to be a lot of weight to carry around. You think you can handle that?
I mean, I know I don't look it, but I'm pretty strong. And don't forget that there's also a chance that, you know, I go through two more matches and I might be going up against CW to get my estrogen title back, too. That probably won't happen before the pay-per-view, but I'm always looking out for that next opportunity.
Obviously. So, we don't know if you'll be facing Blake Bradley. What's that? What?
What?
You were going to say something? Okay. on top of all that, that's a possibility. Actually, there's a possibility of four, is you're still in the Biatch of the Month, heading into the semifinals. It could possibly be the next Biatch of the Month and face DW in a rematch for that estrogen title. It could be, if everything falls right into place for you, Maeve, a night of redemption, getting back two belts that you had recently lost. So, what the potential of facing DW, how appealing is that?
I mean, you know, I've faced her before. I faced her, obviously, just a few days ago leading up to this fifth gauntlet match. But she's been saying that she wanted to have that rubber match with me for the estrogen belt, and I certainly wouldn't say no. DW is always an interesting fight. She gets better every time I face her. You never quite know what to expect from her. Again, we've had our differences in the past, but I like to think that I can move on from that and be the bigger person. And she's had nothing but kind words to say about myself lately, which I appreciate. So yeah, I mean, I certainly, again, I'm not going to say, oh no, please don't give me a shot at the estrogen belt. I don't want that. So I would be more than thrilled, but I do have two tough matches still ahead of me because I'm facing Angel Bitch now, and then I'll be facing whoever wins the other match. And it's not exactly like any of them are going to be an easy, I'm just going to walk right past you to my title match sort of victory. So I'm not, I'm trying not to count my chicks before they hatch. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that possibly holding the end of the year would break my heart.
All right. Well, and last but not least, tomorrow on Superstars, Randy has, of course, decided on your opponent tomorrow.
We were having such a good time, and then you had to bring up Randy.
Well, apparently, you know, it's not a – I don't think this is bad. You'll be taking on the Moose tomorrow.
I kind of take it back. I don't mind facing Moose, so I suppose Randy didn't do too piss poor a job today.
There you go. See, it's not so bad. So that is your opponent tomorrow in Gainesville. With that being said, Maeve, good luck in all these matches that we've discussed. Good luck on the upcoming title defenses of the tag team titles. And by the time we talk next week, you will have another title around your waist. We will find out. Any final thoughts?
No, but certainly my goal is to show up looking even more spectacular than I did this week. So another belt on this side to kind of balance out the tag belt. I think that'll look well. And then I'll have one for my waist. I don't know what I'm going to do with the fourth one. I don't think I can pull off that bandolier thing that English did, because I got a little more in the way here than he does. So I might have to, like, make a crown out of one of them. What do you think, more Corker? Do you think I'd look good in the crown?
I mean, you certainly have a big enough head for it.
I'll choose to take that as a compliment. Good night, Bossman.
Good night, Maeve. Maeve O'Hare certainly could walk out of Jingle Hell Rock with more than just one or two championships. We will see what happens as the week progresses. Let's see here. So, Paragon, I haven't actually gotten your opinion on this, but next year we are changing the pay-per-view schedule. And I was just curious to see how you felt about the fact that we are eliminating two pay-per-views next year, going down to 8 rankings periods and 8 pay-per-views, eliminating Unyielding and Cataclysm and making it longer rankings periods and a bit of a break in between. What are your thoughts as a Hall of Famer? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, just go ahead.
Well, I was going to elaborate that it's a bit of a mixed bag. On one hand, you know, somebody who loves the stats, the numbers, I love to have them broken down into more rankings periods. I care about the history of this company a lot, and to see two pay-per-views go is in a lot of ways something that is kind of sad. And of course, Cataclysm, I would fancy that my pay-per-view, my favorite pay-per-view, and to see it go is a bit of a pain to me also. But the one thing that I've always said that I care the most about, RAWF, and I think that to streamline our pay-per-view system, allow people a little bit of rest time to give people a more defined way to know what their goals are, when they need to reach those goals, and how quickly they need to do so is going to do a lot for morale behind the scenes. I think it's going to help out a lot of the roster, and I think that that's something that, you know, a happy roster makes for a better company, and I think that giving us a bit of an opportunity to recharge a little bit and be a little more focused is going to be something that is going to be a pretty popular choice across the board in the RAWF locker room.
And I will reiterate that the 2023 pay-per-view schedule is a press release, and it is posted. You should be able to see it there on the RAWF main page. Check it out. Mark your calendars as necessary. All right. So, Paragon, let's see. You also have an opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Would you like to hear who it is?
Of course.
You will be taking on Mrs. Claus.
Mm-hmm. Tubu?
What?
Are you taking on who now?
Mrs. Claus. I'm sorry. Did I say? No, I'm sorry. That's my new nickname for the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Who did you think I meant?
Give me a second while I retract the big brown back out of my pants. You know, Hall of Famer, somebody I respect. I can't even. It's going to be a good match. I can't react right now. Why? Why did you do that?
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't even thinking. I'm sorry. Yes, it's just a cougar. No. What would I? No. Well, we don't need. No. I see what happened there. No. It's all right, Paragon. It's the Cougar, okay. Fellow Hall of Famer.
Okay. All right.
No.
Now that I've got my breath. Cougar, Hall of Famer, obviously somebody who I've also worked with in the behind the scenes a bit. We, you know, part of the staff here at RAWF, immense amount of respect, and one of the fiercest competitors in that roster. Tell you, it's never a boring fight with Cougar.
Never is. Of course not. Well, Paragon, good luck to you against Cougs tomorrow here in Gainesville. And still waiting to see if you indeed will be in the main event of Jingle Hell Rock. If not, we will... I imagine Randy will have to decide your fate at Jingle Hell Rock. But we find out, hopefully, next week. All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, she is the reigning Champions Choice Champion. Has she determined an opponent for Jingle Hell Rock? Well, we find out here in just a moment. She is. Gentlemen, she is Vex. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
I'm fine. I think Paragon's a little. You okay now, Paragon?
All
right.
You.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
Good. So, Vex, I don't know. So basically, it's not been good news for you in recent title matches. There's no doubt about it. We won't go through all the details, but it's been a bit of a run.
Oh, we should. We should definitely go through the list. You know, when it was announced that I was going to face someone for the Superstars title, I definitely lost that. But when it wasn't announced before the show that I was going to be facing Mistress for the White Lightning title, I won that. And then it was announced that I would be going for the Estrogen title, and I lost that. And then it was announced that I would be defending White Lightning to Cage, and I lost that. And then I was with Glock for the World Heavyweight title for a possible third chance, and I lost that. You know, I'm not looking to point blame. I'm just looking to work on getting that fucking horseshoe out of your ass. What are you doing to me?
What? You're blaming... What? No. No.
before. And, you know, there's interesting effects to all of them. Like I said, against Mithras, I did get lucky. I caught him on one slip, and I got lucky. And any other match against him, any other title, I don't catch that slip. And I have no problem admitting that. But, you know, it is what it is. And as for last week and my reaction to Nightcrawler just randomly mentioning Chris Cage beating me, he doesn't seem to have understood the point I was making, that there was no reason for him to bring up that Cage beat me. There was none. No reason whatsoever. I wasn't even in the conversation at all. And that is what I found was disrespectful, that he went out of his way. And he doesn't seem to understand it's the respect aspect for me. And then he goes on to say how I need to earn my place. Excuse me, sir, but all but one rankings period where I have been back in this place this year, I've ranked higher than you. So I have definitely earned it. I have definitely kept my spot in the top 10, not even just the top 25, to make that challenge. So I just wanted to set that record straight, because that disrespect for the work that I do month in and month out of this place is just something else. But, hey, on to Estrogen. Yeah, hell of a match. Hell of a match. And it was down to the wire.
Yes, it was.
You never want a match to come down to the wire. And in the end, she practically just fell on me. We were so tired. And you know what? She won. And absolutely. And then I one-hit punched her right out of the tournament to the next one. So, yeah. Excuse me, the Hellhound needs attention. And, you know, that is what it is. Do I want to go back for Estrogen again? I'd like to see Miz go back, quite honestly. That means I have to defeat Wildfire and convince Maeve that it's okay to pin me, then that's what I'll do. Yes, I know. But, you know, it is what it is. It's been some fantastic fights in RAWF. I'm tired. It's winter season. It's hibernation season. What am I going to do for Champion's Choice?
You have not decided yet. Well, you only have 13 days to figure it out. You have 13 days to figure it out.
Sasha will have the news within time.
I don't know.
Hibernation, bears. Maybe I can find a bear to fight. It certainly won't be as...
But,
yeah, we'll see.
You are also still currently in a contender match against Denzel the Giant for the national championship. And that seems to be, you know, it's about even Steven there. But let's say you defeat Denzel and go on to face Beast for the national title. You mentioned last week it wasn't that exciting of a prospect, but at the same time, it's a title, right? It's an RAWF championship.
Yeah.
And you know, that you do have a history with that title. So it's not something you're just going to throw away or poo-poo. You're going to make an effort to get that national title if you get that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. That's what a lot of people don't understand about me not being excited for these contender matches. Yes, I want the win. Yes, I want the gold. I want new gold. But I'm not turning up my nose at the gold that I can get and that I can reach for, even if it does slip through my fingers. I am definitely not. A lot of people seem to misunderstand that, as they misunderstand a lot of the things I say. Yes, Poppy, I know they misunderstand all the things. Would you please say hi to the Hellhound, LA?
Hello, Hellhound.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, well, the Hellhound getting some airtime here tonight. That's not the first animal to get airtime. Not the first animal to get airtime on our show, for sure. So,
When it was a little tiny puppy, it had lots of time. And there have been all the random cats that show up, and I think that's why it's here tonight.
Yeah, it's hoping to get a glimpse of one of them cats running around here. I get you. Tomorrow on Superstars, you'll be going one-on-one with Ken Costa. He's a relative newcomer to RAWF. I've heard some things about him before he came to RAWF, before he was signed. What do you know about Ken Costa, and what kind of a match do you expect out of him tomorrow?
Ken is always a surprising opponent. I faced him in another company, and he will absolutely surprise you. Once he figures out how things work, he might be okay. And it might take a little bit of explaining for that. I do know that he has thought about RAWF, about joining RAWF for several months, because it is the storyline company. This is where you get your stories going. This is where everything really comes to an amazing show. I do know that he doesn't appreciate when Shaker puts him in the ring with me. So I might have to invite him down for, say hi for old time's sake. But, it's a good time. We should have a fantastic time. It will not be a side of me that Ken has seen. And that'll be interesting. I'd like to see how he reacts to that. Because he is very much so a welcome fresh face to RAWF. And as long as we keep him geared towards the Paragons and the Shakers, maybe we can keep them from falling in with that group of, hey, we're all crazy,
Hey, that's my ankle. Call the Hellhound on. Get the ankle off my...
Down. Come here. Come here, baby. You're fine. You're fine, L.A. It's not even actually your ankle bump. It's just your socks, because we love socks.
That is just drool, not acid I have all over my sock, is it? Right?
Absolutely. No, when they're on this plane, it's absolutely drool.
Okay.
Only one night a year that they're like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure. Yes. I think I'm just... running a radio show, not a veterinarian here. All right, Vex. Well, thank you for your time tonight. I don't have any milk bones.
Giving Paragon a break, you mean, right? Just talking so Paragon can take a moment.
All right, Vex, well, thank you very much for your time, and good luck to you. And let us know when you've decided who will be your challenger for the Champions Choice Championship at Jingle Hell Rock.
I'm sending it to Sasha, sir.
All right, you send it to Sasha then. Sasha will let me know.
All right. Thanks, L.A.
All right, other matchups tomorrow on Superstars for those of you in the chat that would probably like to know who you're facing. We will start with Allie Knight. I see she's out there. She is going to go one-on-one with Mr. Prick. Mr. Prick. Anyways, Allison and Allie Knight will take on Mr. Prick. Beast will be facing Starshot. We already announced Tobo Ezekiel challenging for the Superstars title tomorrow. Unsettled Chris Cage. Where is he? Unsettled Chris Cage will take on Bone Dog. Papa Shaker. I'm looking. It's on here somewhere. Shaker will be taking on Scott Headbuster Maddox. I already mentioned who Paragon's facing. I already mentioned Mithras is here. He will be going one-on-one with Jobu. All right. And then, of course, everybody else also gets a rant match tomorrow in Gainesville. So, all right. You all right now, Paragon? You all right?
I'm doing all right, and I've got to say a lot of gratitude to Lady Vex, who couldn't be here today, so in her stead she sent Robo Vex and Cyber Hellhound. Thank you very much for your consideration.
All right. So, let's see here. Well, Paragon, I think we're going to call it an early night tonight, since it just seems to be a slow night for callers. And but I appreciate you filling in for El Vacant tonight. Anything you wanted to get off your chest or discuss? I know it's your favorite time of the year. So was there anything you wanted to get out there to the RAWF universe?
Bet you think you're cute for that, huh, LA? Anything I want to get off my chest? Yeah, I think I want to get this shirt off my chest.
Okay. That's good. I think. All right. Well, then, in that case, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call it early tonight. For those of you who won't be too busy on Christmas Eve to come listen to us next week, a week from tonight, we will most likely be on the air next Saturday night, just because why not? Should be fun. And then special Christmas Eve edition. And there will be a Superstars next week in Jacksonville on Christmas Day. So that ought to be fun as well. And then, of course, Jingle Hell Rock will come to you live from Orlando on December 30th. I'm going to quickly go around the horn. Paragon, you got anything to promote?
Check out Hobo Suits. They're vending machines that should be available at all of your local arenas worldwide as we tour with Superstars.
All right. Vex, anything to promote?
Don't get cum crap internet. It is terrible, even if it is supposed to be gigabyte internet. Signing up for events when they are announced and not signing up for them after they've started. What else? More Christmas hats and shirts for Paragon, because that RoboVex comment is going to come fight him in the ass. That's all.
All right. And, folks, don't forget there is also a Christmas party tournament that you can sign up for. Sign up before December 24th. You got a week to join the Christmas party. And it's a pretty good payout, I think, for our Christmas party. And I thank Sassy Applebee's once again for donating 50 million coins to RAWF here about a week or so ago. It allowed me to make it the biggest payout we have had in our Christmas party tournament ever. So thank you to Sassy. And for the Paragon of Greatness, I am Lord Amadeus. Let's see. I know what we'll play. I think you'll like this, Paragon. This is going to be the theme song for the upcoming Immortal 10 in March. It will be, which will come to us from the Superdome in New Orleans, March 26th, Immortal 10, We Could Be Legends.
We could be heroes.